Welcome back, Sam Crowley Podcast number 2 on this beautiful, snowy, 20-degree day in Cincinnati, Ohio. I hope the sun is shining bright wherever you are right now. All right, let's talk about how to win, part one of three. I've got a Facebook Live every day going on this week, for 3 days, rather. 3 days in a row, we're talking about how to win. And I spent a lot of time titling this, and it's part one, part two, and part three. Today we're going to talk about part one, how to win. Isn't that an awesome topic? How to win. Everybody wants to win. Relationships, health, business, whatever it is. Now, you don't win at all costs. It doesn't mean somebody else has to lose. It doesn't mean you have to embarrass anybody. It just means be cool, you know, chill, win, have fun, win, enjoy yourself, success, all that good stuff. The question I asked on the training yesterday, again, you can watch all of these on my live Facebook page. Just go to Everyday Saturday Facebook page and answer this question. Number one, this is what I said yesterday. Went for about an hour on the training. I'm going to give you the abbreviated version right now, if you don't mind. Who is your opponent? Do you even know? Do you even know who your opponent is in the game? You go to play a match of any kind, any competition. You got to know who your opponent is, true? They don't just say, hey, we got a match today. Show up. Who are we playing? Oh, no. I don't even know if we're going to be playing anybody. Well, let me tell you, in entrepreneur world, most of the time, the opponent is you. It's you. It's the person you see in the mirror every day. Low self-esteem, high self-doubt, procrastination, fear, lack of knowledge. I don't have any time. And here's the kicker. And you know it's coming. And everybody uses it as an excuse, even though it is the worst excuse ever. Money. I don't have money. Bull crap. Do you believe? Answer this question. Okay, you may not have money in your bank account right now, but answer this question, okay? True or false? You need money to be successful. False. True or false? You need money in order to earn income and get started living your passion. False. What I've been talking about just on the last show and last week on this show, eBay, Craigslist, Pinterest, all of these different things, all of it, Etsy, I mean, not Pinterest, but all of these different places you can sell, Shopify, all of this. Oh, I might need a website. You don't need anything to get on eBay, man. You can list stuff for free. Start selling it out of your basement, all that crap. Sell your smartphone that you're spending $300 a month on, data and all that other crap that you don't need. I find it hilarious as a landlord, okay? In the last 15 years, I've evicted, I don't even know how many people. I couldn't even tell you. 100? I don't know, maybe more. Well, guess what they got? Every single one of these tenants, 23-year-old with a $500 Xbox One and a smartphone and all. It can't pay the rent, though. Can't pay the rent. Hey, how's those cancer sticks treating you when you're going outside and smoking every 15 minutes? Those ain't cheap. No, they weren't cheap back in the day when everybody didn't know they were killing them left and right. So it's just a priority. Just say this. Say it right along with me. My happiness, my joyfulness rather, is not a priority. I don't want to be joyful. I don't want to be happy. I'd rather be miserable and pissed off every single day of my life and drag as many people down with me as possible. That's how to lose. If I were to title a training, how to lose consistently, that's exactly what I would tell people to do. Go invest in stuff that has zero opportunity to bring you a return. Now, at least with your smartphone, I'll give you this. At least with your smartphone, you can shoot video, get it on YouTube, get it on your Facebook page, and start driving interest in what it is that you want to talk about. We'll talk more about that down the road. But at least with a smartphone, you can turn that into a money-making machine. Don't believe me? Look at these millionaires that are vining every day. That were vining, because I know Vine's been deleted from the land, but they'll go somewhere. There'll be another Vine if it hasn't already cropped up. Snapchat, same thing, you know? But you can use your smartphone for good, to make money, to build a movement, to build awareness in something that you want to do. But if you don't even know the opponent that you're fighting right now, how can you even get into a game? You want to talk about winning, you got to know who the opponent is. So the opponent is you. We've identified that. It's always you. The only person ever standing in your way between success, whatever you want to define success as, 100 grand a month, 100 grand a year, 10 grand a month, 10 grand a year, whatever it is, it's you. Getting in shape, it's you. You're the biggest obstacle standing in the way. Bull crap, you don't have time. Get up at 3 a.m. Oh, you know what? But, you got a big butt. Everybody, all the losers got big butts. Losers got big butts. You know why? Because they end every sentence with a but. But this, but that, but crap, man. We all got challenges. Here we go. And you're going to hate me even more right now. You know what I did? Got up at 4:30 this morning, quiet time with the family, coffee, did a trach tie change with Susan, who happened to get up at 5 a.m. and she didn't even sleep last night. I think I probably slept like 3 hours. Alarm bells going off. Changed her trach ties out, drove my 15-year-old to school, 7 a.m., got to the gym, 7:05, did a massive leg workout after I rode for 10 minutes, and that was my morning. Came home and downed a huge salad with black beans, pinto beans, what are those things called? They make hummus, chickpeas, those things, dressing. At 9 a.m., man, I had a salad taller than the roof of my house. That's it. How much you hate me now? No, you think you're great. No, I don't think anything. I don't think anything. You know what I think? I think my success is in 100% my control. My health is 100% in my control. That's how I'm able to tell you that everything else is just crap. This thing that you've been selling yourself, well, I went through a divorce. Okay, so did my mom. She ended up raising 8 kids by herself on a salary that was never higher than $17,000 a year, and that was triple what it used to be. Okay, if you want it bad enough, you will make it happen. If you want excuses, then you'll fire up Netflix and you'll just dive in and binge watch it for a weekend instead of doing what you know you need to do. So remove the self-doubt, remove procrastination. You simply remove procrastination by pointing out all the pleasure you're going to have when the goal is achieved, not focusing on all the pain involved in achieving it. Did I want to go to the gym today, day 2 of muscle building? No, it sucked. It always does. I knew it would, and I didn't enjoy one bit of it. Until I was done. Then I enjoyed every second of it, looking back on it. Fear. Get over it. The thing you want to do the least is what you got to do the most right now. Knowledge. People talk about, I don't have knowledge. Go get it. You ever heard of Google? It's right there. YouTube videos. I remember watching Brendan Burchard. I bought his Experts Academy. Yes. Yes, I did. I invest more now than I ever did as a student. Ever. I respect people in my industry that have done well. Success leaves clues. Brendan Burchard is running circles around Sam Crowley, crushing everything that I've done. And I love it because he's doing it somehow on a much higher level, and he's doing it great, and he does it with integrity because I bought his product, and I know that. And he talks about being self-taught. Sitting in his bedroom, he has a photo in his bedroom, a crappy old card table, and he was looking at one computer, learning HTML code while he was putting it into another computer. Watching YouTube videos on one computer and implementing it on another computer at 2 in the morning. Now, I'm not saying you got to do that forever, but holy cow, you got to pay a price at some time. Would you rather go to a job and listen to a dopey boss for the rest of your life and have people keep leapfrogging you on the corporate ladder all the way to the top? You know that they're not even close enough to being qualified to tell you what to do, but you'll do that for 40 years? But you won't work till 2 in the morning or get up at 4 in the morning and go to the gym. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And it's never about the money. It's just never about the money. You'll get money when you add value. You're not adding value. If you don't have money, you're not adding value. Oh, boy, another shot. This Crowley guy, I'm never listening. Hey, let me tell you something. It works every single time. Add value, earn income. Don't add value, don't earn income. Minimum wage is for people that work minimum wage jobs. That's a race to the bottom. You want to go do that and compete with everybody? Good luck. Stand in line. My daughter's seeing that right now. She's applying everywhere she's coming up on her 16th birthday in March, a couple months away. Hey, guess what we do at the Crowley House? We work. That's what we do. We start working as early as we can. And she's seeing it. It's a lot of competition for minimum wage jobs. There's no competition for people that just want to throw something out there and start selling something on eBay, on Craigslist, on these other platforms where you can make whatever you want to make, man. Put something out on there. If you don't have any money, it's just because you're lacking in ideas. Get an idea. Get confident. The only reason somebody's making 10 times more money than you is because they decided to make that a priority. And get over it. And let's do it. Ready? That's all about. That was just module 1 in 10 minutes right there. How to win. Here's what I want you to take away. Seriously. Here's your homework. Before you listen to module 2, which is going to be coming up tomorrow. All right? Before you listen to module 2, I want you to understand the God-given gift you have. Everybody's got one. You have more than one, but I'm just saying, think of the one gift you have. You got it, and if you say you don't, then I can't even say what I was going to say because it's a family show. You've got a God-given gift. Think about it. Ride around. Go for a ride. Grab a coffee. Drive around. Go to the gym. Whatever. Think, though. Don't get distracted and say, well, I think, well, let me get back to it. No, don't get back to it. Is your dream really something you want to get back to? Hey, I'll get back to you, dream. Dream ain't going to wait around, okay? Think about what your God-given gift is. Let me give you an example. For me, it was speaking. That's it. How hilarious is that? Guy used to stutter, stammer all around all the time, couldn't speak. Everybody, nobody wants that motivational crap. Guys at work used to tell me that stuff. Everybody tried to talk me out of doing this, okay? But I just felt in my heart, that's my gift. I'll go make money. How? I don't know, but I know one thing. What? Get the belief inside of you. Get the vision inside of you. Take the action. Get the results. It's that simple. Smaller results starting out, bigger results hanging around a little bit later. Look, big results are rewarded to the individuals who say, this is what I'm going to make a career out of. It's not rewarded to somebody like we talked about previously, just dips their toe in the water. Dip your toe in the water, that ain't going to work. Dive in, immerse yourself 100% in this idea of what you can do. And then tomorrow, we'll talk about real strategies, different levels. What are the rules? What are the rules of this game you're in? You're going to win the game. You're absolutely going to win. It's already done. It's done. Do you believe it? It's already been done. It's over. You won. Let's just reverse engineer how you won and get going. So before you listen to the next show, answer this question. My God-given gift is, and I don't want you thinking about how you're going to make money right now. That's not the point. All right? Don't go into that. I'm going to know how I'm going to make money. No. Unless you want to do it and be positive. But just think. What's your God-given gift? We come back on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about what are the rules of the game. You got to know the rules of this game you're playing as well. And oh, one more thing you got to do before tomorrow's show. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.